You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We begin with one of the finest KC bands around these days. That was the Grand Marquis with the song The Jungle off a tasty new 2012 compilation of Kansas City bands called the Midwestern Audio Volume 1. The Grand Marquis have that vintage Kansas City sound with a throwback to the speakeasy days. They have refined a swinging jazz and jumping blues vibe that has made their fans happy. The band features Brian Redman on lead vocals and sax, Chad Boyston on the trumpet, with Ryan Wirtz on guitar, and Ben Ruth on the upright bass, while Lisa McKenzie ties it all together with the honors on percussion. The band thrives as one of the hardest working bands in KC, with a high demand guaranteeing you can catch them live and get your jazz feet shuffling to their tasty arsenal of music. Welcome to a new episode of our show that we call Neon Jazz. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that keeps churning out huge talents in jazz as the din of 18 and Vine echoes from our speakers. Kansas City, Missouri, making jazz dreams come true, featuring musicians like Don Shirley, Shorty Rogers, Dave Brubeck, and many, many more. Let's get into a legend here next on the show. This is the great bebop architect and jazz journeyman, Mr. Miles Davis, with the 1965 song ESP.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was Kansas City pianist T.J. Martley with the song Meditation No. 28, Unit 6, off his 2012 release, Meditations Volume 1. T.J. is a pianist in KC these days that is in high demand. Since graduating from William Jewell College back in 2007, he has shared the stage with jazz greats like Bobby Watson, Javon Jackson, Brad Mason, Matt Otto, and our friend Mike Matheny. TJ is known for his eclectic bebop style. You can catch him regularly at local jazz hotspots with KC artists like the Goombales, Cross Current, Megan Birdsall, Steve Lambert, Stan Kessler, and many, many others. Through the haze of all those names, catch TJ. He's a good act in KC. We're going to keep a particular eye on the legends during this hour of Neon Jazz. Traveling through your speakers next is the 1950 track Singin' in the Rain with the great Dave Brubeck Trio.
Thank you. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was arranger, composer, and actor Frank Duvall with the 1949 song Farewell Blues. In the 1940s, Duvall wrote arrangements for the studio recordings of many of the top singers of the day, including Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, and the great Dinah Shore. His most famous arrangement is the haunting string and piano accompaniment to Cole's Nature Boy, which was a number one hit back in 1948. Speaking of Nat, here is the great Nat King Cole with the 1948 song Bang Bang Boogie.
Up your shoe, 3, 4, daddy's at the door, bringing gifts for baby, bringing gifts for baby, bringing gifts for baby, and baby's gonna get a big bang out of that. 5, 6, daddy's full of tricks, 8, 9, 7's out of line, daddy counts in rhythm, daddy counts in rhythm, daddy counts in rhythm, and baby's gonna get a big bang out of that. And has baby behaved while daddy slaved the day away? And has baby saved the kisses daddy craved today? 1, 2, kiss your daddy do. 9, 10, daddy will say when. Daddy loves his baby. Daddy loves his baby. Daddy loves his baby. And baby's gonna get a big bang out of that. Thank you. And has baby behaved while daddy slaved the day away? And has baby saved the kisses daddy craved today? One, two, kiss your daddy do. 9, 10, daddy will say when. Daddy loves his baby. Daddy loves his baby. Daddy loves his baby. And baby's gonna get a big bang out of that.
Mahari, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was another tune off of the Midwestern Audio Volume 1. That track was from the talented KC act Diverse with their 2012 song Full Circle. Diverse has a large audience base and a brand of jazz that is heavily influenced by modern-day genres, but they never stray away from their traditional roots of jazz. The nucleus of this KC group is the talented Herman Mahari on trumpet, Ryan Lee on drums, John Brewer on piano, and Ben Leifer taking care of the bass. And chances are these guys, you'll catch them live. They're a very good act. Let's move on, shall we? Here's another sweet little number from the 1950s. This is Shorty Rogers and his orchestra with Everybody Loves a Lover off his 1958 vinyl dandy, Chances Are It Swings.
Neon Jazz.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for
joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet, dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Save those lies, darling. What a mess, I confess, that's not all. Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for walks down lover's lane. I can see hearts carved on a tree. Let us intertwine for all time, yours and mine. Shane, darling, darker Shane, thank you for seeing me again. Though we go on our separate ways, still the memory stays for always. My heart says, darker Shane, darker Shane, oh darling, and darker Shane. Seeing me again. Though we go on our separate ways, still the memory stays for always. My heart says, darker shame, I'll be the same, darker shame.
Man, you had to know that tune from the annals of John Hughes film lore. Specifically, that was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was the cool Wayne Newton tune, Dankeschön. That little German term actually means thank you very much. Originally recorded in 1962 by Bert Kompfenfurt, originally it gained its fame in 1963 when the 21-year-old Newton recorded his version of it. The song was originally intended for singer Bobby Darin as a follow-up to his hit single Mack the Knife, but after seeing Newton perform at the Copacabana, he decided to give the song to Newton. Newton's high tenor is usually mistaken for that of a female singer. For those that are unfamiliar with the song, I always thought it was a woman myself. Along with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the song has been featured in many TV commercials and motion pictures. It's a perfect fit for our jazz purposes.
Yeah, and I'll just pop in here as a Neon Beat listener and let your listeners know that when Wayne Newton debuted on television, he did it on I Love Lucy. And Lucy, after he performed, clapped her hands and said, "Boy!" And this was in the light of rock and roll that was starting to amplify itself in those days. She kind of got a dig in at the new artists and complimented Wayne during the show by saying, "You know, he's something special. How's that, Lucy? He can sing."
That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. John Christopher, for the extra added mustard on that story there. I thought the Ferris Bueller was something. But our next cat on the Neon Jazz stage is the big band leader, Ralph Martiri, with his orchestra giving you the 1956 tune, Lover's Serenade, for all you lovers out there.
Thank you. I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was the very talented trumpeter, drummer, composer, and bandleader Don Ellis with the 1962 song Johnny Come Lately. Don was best known for his musical experimentation, particularly in the area of unusual timing. Later in his years, he worked as a film composer, and he contributed to scores like 1971's The French Connection and the 1973 film The Seven Ups. In the beginnings, Don became interested in jazz after seeing a Tommy Dorsey big band concert. Some other early inspirations were both Louis Armstrong and the great Dizzy Gillespie. He was destined for a storied career right off the bat. His first job was with the Glenn Miller Band. While Ellis's explorations with elements of form and content in jazz were innovative, he remains an obscure figure in jazz history. Go figure. As with most obscure artists with pull, he had a strong influence on those whom he worked with. We're going to kick off a segment here with the ladies of jazz, and starting off is Dorothy L'Amour with the Lou Brings Orchestra giving you the 1939 song, The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong. The man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. Meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mr. Saturday Dance, heard the crowd did the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. The club got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, my darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but never, nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
That was singer Patti Page, backed up by Jack Ryall's orchestra, with the 1953 tune, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. As we walk away from this music-rich hour of music on Neon Jazz, we're going to leave with the three sons, specifically Morty Nevins on accordion, Al Nevins on guitar, and Artie Dunn with vocals and organ work on the 1952 song, Plink, Plack, Plunk. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a friend to antennas everywhere, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Talk to us about our show, let us know how we're doing, and what you might want to hear. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. To know that tune from the annals of John Hughes film lore, specifically Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was the cool Wayne Newton song, Duncan Shane. That little German.
Duncan Shane.
Yeah. Did I say Duncan?
Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Neon Jazz.